Wednesday, we had 7-on-7 in our workout. Yesterday was Thursday. We worked out. Everyone's showing up to these workouts. I mean, everyone's committed to this deal. So that's the kind of character we have on this team. When things get tough, we stick together and we go to work every day. And that's how we get through tough times. But I wanted to come out here when Coach O'Brien asked me, at 8 o'clock yesterday, we just finished a workout. I was just getting off the field, and he calls us in, Coach Fitzgerald handed me the phone, and he said, "Hey, Mike, 9:30, you got to be on a plane. Let's go." And I said, "Great, I'm there." And I said, "Coach, we're going to let it fly, man. Because yesterday we got that ball rolling, and we got to let the public and the world know that Penn State's sticking together, and no one's going to tear this thing apart." So I look at it. I mean, we wanted this platform. Of course we did. Of course we did. And I'm honored to speak on behalf of my team and my coaches and our Penn State community.
Going personal for a little bit here, you've had an injury-plagued career. You were talking about Coach Fitzgerald for a moment there. I know he's only been here 6 months, but how much of a benefit do you think he brings to you personally in terms of your ability to try and stay healthy, mm-hmm. to get quicker, to be a better player on the field?
Mm-hmm. And I think that when you mention Coach Fitzgerald, you have to mention Tim Breen, our head trainer. And he was with the Bears for a long time, and since day one, the weight room, the training room, that's one entity. You know, I mean, those are two guys, but one overall in the same umbrella. And that was since January, since those guys walked in the door. I've been working with them specifically, and I can tell you that I've never been stronger in what I've been doing. And as far as weightlifting, I haven't put a brace on all summer, and I've been cutting as hard as I can. I haven't put a brace on, and it feels great. And I can tell you that the last time I was going through this rehab, I never took the brace off. And sure. So I just know that I have mentally, there's a whole lot more confidence in that, in my legs, and we've been working on them, and we've been doing, Tim Breen's one of the best trainers out there, and he would, and his reputation in the NFL is speak for itself. If you ask anybody, his name comes up as one of the best. He knows how to rehab ACLs, and since I was up and walking, it was like 4 days, 5 days after my surgery, and I never looked back. So I feel as good going into the season as I ever have. And it's a testament to those guys, those two guys.
If I can stick with coaches for a second here, obviously a lot of your teammates are going through transitions with new position coaches. How important is it for you that Coach Vanderlinden is still here in the face of all the other change that's going on with the coaching staff?
It's kind of special because I get to finish my career with him at Penn State, and he's a great linebacker coach. I mean, he knows what he's looking at when he's recruiting guys, it's a testament to his recruiting ability his taste in players. I mean, what's the word? His ability to find, bring in talent and diagnose good talent when he sees it. Because we have great linebackers, and two of the best linebackers in the conference. We have one of the best three techniques in the conference. We got a solid defense, and that's a testament to Coach Vanderlinden and Coach Johnson, our two coaches that stay with us. And those guys have always been able to recruit talent here. But Coach Vanderlinden is a very special coach, and I believe one of the better linebacker coaches in the country. We've had some ups and downs throughout my career, but I know my loyalty has always been to him.
Do you get a sense that Coach Roof is trying to put his own touch on things, or is he still giving Ron, Coach Vanderlinden, the opportunity to do what he thinks he needs to do?
Well, you got to understand, last season, I mean, really, when Coach Bradley was our D coordinator, Coach Vanderlinden was co-coordinator. I mean, they both called the defenses. So there was a lot. Their power was more divided than as far as than just having one D coordinator. And really, they really all three of those guys, Coach Johnson, they all had an input in that defense. So, and even during the game, Coach Vandy would. I mean, I learned that on the headsets last year when I was going through the injury and I was calling the signals. And I mean, you know, Coach Vanderlinden was. I mean, he you know deserves more credit than he gets for you know that defense. And so when Coach Roop comes in, he's the guy on our defense, and he's going to make the calls. And I would say that. You know, he really has control of everything, and which you know, that's the way he runs the ship, and that's the way we're going to do things. So, and so far, so good. And so far, I love Coach Roof, and we've, you know, like I said, like I formed a bond with some of these coaches, and Coach Roof's no different. You know, I feel like I've known these guys for years. I mean, we've only been together 7 months, so that's really a testament to their character.
How would you describe that bond then? Been able to establish with Coach O'Brien since he took the job?
Yeah, well, I mean, it has been, since our first conversation in January, it's been, it really has been, I knew he was the right guy to get in here and take this program through a new era. I never foresaw these kind of events that transpired this week and two weeks ago, but at the same time, our relationship has been. I mean, he's a player's coach. We can sit back in his office and we could talk. I mean, I've been in his office every night this week and telling stories and me and Michael Zordich, we've been up. We've spent with Coach O'Brien and it really is something special to see. And Coach Fitzgerald has been up there with us and Tim Bream. Just guys that love the program. I mean, Tim Bream was a guy that went to Penn State. He's got a picture up in his office of him taping Todd Blackledge's arm. You know what I mean? And these guys just love to. They're here because they want to work with us as much as we want to work with them. And there's that mutual respect there. And that's why I think that. I mean, Coach Fitzgerald is right in Philly. He was a Philly guy, so he was. These guys are. Coach Butler is the same thing. Our safeties coach. And I mean, these guys, this is like their dream job. And this is our dream job. It's like we're all working together because we have a mutual respect for each other, and we have a mutual respect for this program and its fans and what makes it so special. And that really is what has brought us so close.
What does that mean to you, though, knowing that, one, you have a fact that O'Brien is an offensive guy, you're a defensive player, and you're able to develop that bond, but then also just the fact that, you, as you said, they have that unconditional love and support for the program and want to help you guys, maximize your potential future?
Well, like I said, that's just a testament to those guys' character. They really, through this time, we've been meeting every morning before our workouts as a team. And each day, there's been a different coach talk to us. And, Coach O'Brien was the first day on Tuesday. On Wednesday, it was Coach Mack. We are our offensive line coach, and he's been everywhere. When he was at Texas, and when he's been at great programs, he's been at not so great programs, and from a voice of experience, these guys know what they're talking about. I mean, they know what the values are, and what matters here in the long run, and not just in the 4 years of your college experience. So there really is a support structure there. That guys aren't going to find anywhere else, and they're not going to find coaches that care about our players like these guys do, and that are going to stick with us as much as we're going to stick with them. So I think that really is going to go a long way. This has the makings of a really unique team this season, and I know our fans are going to be there to support us. They already have. I mean, I've seen that. Like I said yesterday, it's been. I was. I answered emails for.
Have you kind of seen yourself basically become like the face of the program as far as players go after this past week and everything that you've been going out and saying? I know you had the video earlier in the week and then yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been given this. I've been to have the opportunity to have this platform. I'm honored to have it to represent my team and my program. And Mike Zordich is a big part of this, and I wanted him here with me. But he. we were talking last night, and Coach O'Brien said, "You know what? You guys have been instrumental in keeping this team together, and he needed him back there to really just kind of hold down the home front. You know what I mean? And Mike understands that, and we really kind of taken this thing and upon ourselves, and as well as our whole senior class. I mean, our senior class, they know what it's all about, after having been through last fall, this team really was prepared for an adversity like this, and knows what to do and knows how to get through it.